you can see where Mike's heart is. You know, all he wants to do is talk football. He doesn't care about trees or shrubs. Or he's trying to distract us now. You just need to know that.
Is that A&M? I don't know.
That's the Lumberjacks.
Lumberjacks.
There you go.
NAU. I got recruited to play college ball.
Yeah?
CSU Rams, Fort Collins, Colorado. Got there, and the coach looked at me and said, who recruited you? Who recruited all 114 pounds of you? He said, kid, the chances of you playing on this team are about 1,000,000 to 1. Go join the rugby club.
Right. Was that Sark Arslanian?
So that's what I did, the rugby team.
Oh, okay.
But then you went to CSU.
I played at Colorado State,
Thought you did. All right, let's get to last call here, and then I want to talk more about trees. We've talked about favorite trees. Let's talk about least favorite trees. But first, welcome Ryan to the conversation. Again, I think he has a sod and overseeding question. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet, bud.
Long-time listener and really excited to have a question here.
Good.
moved into our dream house down in one of the historic districts, and I put in sod in July, this past July.
Okay.
And the guy who put it in had said, I don't want to overseed it for winter this first go-round.
Right.
And I wanted to get another opinion on that.
You know, it's probably best not to overseed it that first year if you just put it down just a few months ago. And really, if you really like that Bermuda grass and you really want to keep it look good, it's probably not a bad idea to every once in a while not overseed, even after it's become fairly established. And there are some cultural practices that, you know, you could, maybe we don't have enough time for it today, but, you know, you can give me a call, you know, things that we used to do as far as scalping, you know, going into the fall and dethatching and verticutting, which you don't want to do. That also will weaken that plant, all those carbohydrates and everything that plant has got stored. We don't do that anymore either. So I would say that first year, since your grass has just been down for a couple of months, I definitely would not overseed it. Allow it to build up all those carbs and through the wintertime, and let it kind of do its own different transitioning and not have to worry about the competing with another grass. If that makes sense.
All right. There you go. Appreciate the call, Ryan. Thanks a bunch. We're here with tree expert John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service and Jeff Harper, Harper's Nursery. We started the Outdoor Hour this morning at 8 o'clock talking about favorite trees. Let's go through a list of unfavorite trees. I'm going to say first, Aleppo pine. I've never seen a good looking Aleppo pine.
Right, well, they
all
gotta come to my house.
They all remind me of Phyllis Diller.
You got to come to my house. I've got some beautiful ones.
All right. Least favorite trees.
Well, there are some. Every tree, you know, they say a weed is a plant out of place. So even some of the best trees, if they're not selected for the right location, are going to become a problem. Trees can become one of your greatest assets in your landscape, sometimes lending 10 or 15% to your overall property value if they're selected well and if they're grown and maintained well. Conversely, if some trees are just poorly selected in the wrong place, and they become a liability. If you're selling your home, your trees can be a real asset to that sale, or someone can walk in and say, "Man, I don't want that thing in my yard." And just like you, Rosie, you're thinking chainsaw when you think of trees. And sometimes a nice basal cut from a chainsaw is the best treatment for some trees, I have to admit. There are times where we just say, you know, this tree has a lot of strikes against it. It's going to be more problem than it will be a blessing to the home, so we'll take that tree down. But some of the trees that right out of the gate, the starting gate, are just a bad idea. And one of those that is at the top of our list is the Dalbergia sisu. And the sisu trees are quite popular, have been probably for the last 25 years. They kind of came on the market, and they are really problematic with their rooting. They send up little shoots, little trees come up from the shoots, not from seeds. They come up from the root, from the actual roots that are colonizing the soil out around the tree, and they send up new little sprouts. If you should ever decide to take that sisu down, it seems to send a message to the tree to survive, and it sends up hundreds of little shoots all over the yard. And if those roots happen to be in your neighbor's yard, all of a sudden they have a crop, a forest, a grove of new little sisu trees growing up in their lawn. I've been on, served as an expert witness on three lawsuits on neighbors suing their neighbors
oh,
who have
goodness.
sissy trees in their yard, and they've gone over and encroached in your neighbors in their neighbors' yards and started to destroy their landscape. So I heard the city of Phoenix is actually stopping the sale of sissy trees in Phoenix.
Okay. Very good. Jeff, least favorite tree?
Oh, you know, again, I don't have...
Come on.
I love them all.
Come on.
But being in the... You know, I get a million phone calls a day about, you know, complaints and this and that, and I would say that Aleppo pines... I would say sisus are probably at the top of the list.
All right, there you go. So you've heard our favorites, you've heard our least favorites, right there with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service, Jeff Harper of Harper's Nurseries. You know, trees are going to be sort of a topic we're going to be talking about in the 10 o'clock hour when we talk homeowners insurance. You know how much some of those trees are worth in, about, and around your house? How about those saguaro cacti? What happens when they blow over? Is that covered in your homeowner's policy? Stay tuned. Cover that in 10 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock hour, it's open hour. You got a project going, you want some help, advice, or tips on how to get it done? Now's your time to get on the phone now.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.